told us that. No, I didn't. I didn't. How much time?
Phil? Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry?
Yeah, Larry?
We're not on the air.
No, we got 30 seconds. Tell him to hold on, okay.
Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
We're not going to be talking with about me living at home.
No, you don't want me bringing up that you live at home with your mother?
No. I mean, I don't think it's relevant to.
Right. Okay, we got 30 seconds. Larry?
Yeah.
You do not want me mentioning that you live with your mother, correct?
That is correct.
15 seconds.
We come back.
I don't care about the. I'm not my wife.
Right. Okay, stand by.
Just don't mention that I live at home with my mother.
I won't. And go. Excuse me, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Former First Lady Barbara Bush said on Tuesday, can we take Larry off the line for just a second? Former First Lady Barbara Bush said on Tuesday, she was worried, or she said on Thursday, she was worried that Vice President Al Gore would hit her son George W. Bush during their final presidential debate this week. In an interview with ABC's Good Morning America program, Mrs. Bush criticized Gore, the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, for his aggressive stand during the third presidential debate with her son, the Republican choice for president. "I thought he was going to hit George," said Mrs. Bush, wife of former President George Bush. "It sort of scared me." Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is on the phone with us from West Los Angeles. And a good evening to you, Larry.
Good evening.
Your thoughts and your comments on Barbara Bush, not only saying that, thought that Gore was going to hit her son, but that she's also making phone calls to senior citizens in Florida explaining his Social Security plan?
Right. Phil, I think that Barbara Bush needs to get out of this campaign, and I think she needs to get out of it very soon. She's saying things that are going to hurt George W. Bush, who I support for the candidacy of the president.
Like what?
Well, I think she's saying she was afraid Al Gore was going to hit her son. She's calling up old ladies in Florida to explain her Social Security plan. Phil, for a man in his 50s, which is where George W. Bush is, where Governor Bush is, to have his mommy step in every time somebody's got a question about Social Security, or have his mommy, talk about that she's afraid he's going to get beat up by... get beat up, weakens Mr. Bush and makes him look vulnerable in the eyes of our enemies, both domestic and abroad. I think a man should be able to stand on his own two feet. I think a man should be able to eventually kind of leave home, move out, and I want that so much for Governor Bush.
All right, her comments, Barbara Bush's comments, that she thought her son was going to get beat up, weaken him?
Oh, I absolutely. First of all, you don't want a guy who gives the impression that he's got to have mommy poo help him out of every fix. I support this guy, and I'm a major supporter of George Bush, and this just hurts. And I want this to stop. I want the undermining of our candidate to stop. I think the Republican Party needs to call Mrs. Bush, the winter cruise.
Well, how do you tell the mother of the candidate to be quiet?
I think you have to do it in a delicate way. I'll tell you something, Phil. I was about to say that the winter cruise season is upon us, and I what a nice gift it would be to send your family on a cruise. And I think it would be a nice gift for the governor to send his mother and father on a nice cruise, a Caribbean or around something that preferably comes back in January after the election, because I think she's really, really, really hurting him. She's weakening him.
All right, we're talking with Larry Grover. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. He's talking about Mrs. Bush, Barbara Bush, the mother, making the comment that she thought Al Gore was going to hit her son, George. And she's also making calls to senior citizens in Florida.
That is correct.
And you don't like that?
Oh, no. I just think you got to keep mommy out of this because I don't think it makes her son look strong. I don't think it makes him look like a guy who's in control of our, certainly our armed forces position, both domestically and abroad. I don't think it makes him look like a strong Monroe Doctrine leader who can protect our hemisphere when you've got your mama, you know, calling up. You know, there's an old movie, Phil, Westworld, and I'll never forget Yul Brynner when he bumps into Richard Benjamin and he says, "Sloppy with your drink." And then he looks at the bartender and he looks at Benjamin and he says, "He needs his mama. Better get that boy a bib." I don't want anybody saying that about George W. Bush. And the minute I hear anyone say, "Get that boy a bib," then I know Mrs. Bush has involved herself too much. You know, we don't want a mama's boy. And I know George W. Bush is not that. We want strong men up and down the campaign.
Okay. I'm gonna go back on something that I said I wouldn't do.
All right.
I promised you before this broadcast that I wouldn't mention that you live with your mother. You there?
Uh-huh.
But you do live with your mother.
Okay. And the reason why you're doing this is why?
Because I think it's unfair for you to be castigating George Bush.
I'm not castigating George Bush. I'm a supporter of George W. Bush. I'm saying that his mother is weakening him by coming out and saying, "My Georgie Poo was going to get beat up by big bad Al Gore," or that she's, you know, calling up senior citizens. I'm not undermining him.
Yeah, but you're saying that a mother supporting a son is somehow undermining the guy politically. You live at home. And
I really think it's terribly unfair of you, Phil, to go back on your word that you wouldn't mention.
Look, you sprung that on me about a minute to go before the broadcast, okay? I didn't have a time to make up my mind on this thing, all right?
My living with my mother is economic. That is a financial decision. It's not an emotional decision. I'm not running for president of the United States, all right? But really, my situation's different.
Well, how is your situation different? How is your situation different from George Bush's?
Because I'm doing it. I live with my mother. Boy, I think it's so...
How old are you?
I'm 42.
You're 42. George W. Bush doesn't live with his mother. Okay? George W. Bush is living on his own with his family. Okay? Let me take a phone call here.
I think it's very unfair, Phil.
Let me just go ahead and take a phone call here. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You just stole my point.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
This guy's living with his mother, and he's being critical of somebody else. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
He's acting like a child himself.
No, I'm not. How am I acting like a child?
Well, how could you be a leader when you can't lead yourself? You're speaking for an entire county.
Right now, I am in between jobs. I have a job at a printer. I think it's very unfair for you, Mr. Henry, to bring this up.
That's it.
Well,
I already knew it before
you
brought it up.
You were the guy who was talking about George Bush looks bad.
Why can't we stick to the point?
Well, I think that, you know, George Bush's mother saying she was afraid Al Gore was going to hit him and she's calling up, you know, maybe one thing, but...
My mom and I live together because, first of all, my wife left me, as you know.
Yeah, she left you because you were in chat rooms every night talking with your anti-Clinton buddies about how you were going to get rid of him, and you guys didn't have sex for a year.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what about it?
And Bill doesn't live with his mommy either.
I don't live with my mom.
Okay, both of you can go to hell.
Oh, well.
Oh, look at that. So he hung up.
Sorry, didn't mean to do that.
No problem. Oh, man! He's going to have to apologize to me if I get him back on the air. Coming January 1st, the most innovative radio program in the history of radio turns the Internet on its ear. The Phil Henry Show broadcasts the Tournament of Roses Parade, unedited and uncensored. Coming New Year's Day, it's a special live Internet audio webcast featuring all of our favorite guests. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear The Phil Henry Show with Harvey Weierman, Margaret Gray, and R.C. Collins without limits. You can't hear it on radio, you can't see it on TV. Listen via the Internet. internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhenryshow.com for details. That's www.philhenryshow.com for details. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
When you promised me that, and you told me that you wouldn't.
I told you that I wouldn't, but I didn't know that you were going to come on and start bashing George Bush because his mother support.
All I said, Phil, okay, was that George Bush.
I'm listening.
Shouldn't have his mother out there. I think it makes him look a little gay.
That's something that you don't want to say on the air, all right?
What?
I don't think you should want, you're going to want to say gay.
I don't mean gay as a slam on homosexuals. I mean, he just looks like a sissy. But you assured me.
I didn't know what you were saying, and I still don't know what you're saying. And so the cat's out of the bag now. You live with your mom, okay? But the next time you use the profanity that you used to me on the air, then I won't let you back on. You got it? You got it?
I understand.
How much time we have? How much time?
Like five.
5 seconds. We're coming back in 5 seconds, all right? One 800 449 8686. Mr. Grover is back with us. He understands the ground rules of this program. We can talk, we can argue, we can discuss, but I don't need people telling me to go to the underworld and then hanging a phone up in my ear. And you understand that, right, Mr. Grover?
I understand that, Mr. Henry. I also hope that you will keep your word when you promise me a certain thing. And you promise me certain things that I don't want to discuss right now of a very sensitive and private nature.
Well, are you talking about you living with your mother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but we know that. Now, you are saying, so we can get back into the show, you are saying that George Bush...
I think that George W. Bush allowing his mommy poo to call up a bunch of senior citizens in Florida, hey, Mom, will you help me with that? And then, Phil, I love this man. I think he's going to make a great president. Why did he have to have her? Oh, God. When mothers get involved in things, you don't understand. Yes, I do live with my mother. And every day of my life, it's difficult. Now, George Bush has enough money to keep his mother quiet, and I would want him to do that.
You're suggesting he send her on a cruise?
Yes.
Why are you living with your mother?
I can't shut my mother up. I have to live here with her and her constant mouth. The mouth that doesn't end, the mouth that won't quit. Every morning when I get up, do you know where I, as long as you let the cat, you know where I sleep, Phil? Huh?
Well.
You want to know? I sleep on a cot. I sleep on a cot in the service porch.
Well, now you're letting the whole world.
That's right. You let it out. I sleep on a cot, and I will tell you something else, and I'm not proud of this at all, that I have gotten my mother's Cosmopolitan magazines, and I've masturbated to them. And I will.
You have got to get a handle on this, man.
You're the one who started this entire discussion, sir. You said you wouldn't say anything. So now everyone knows that I sleep on a cot near the washing machine in my mother's house, and I masturbate to Cosmopolitan. Okay? And I'm not proud of it. And I want George Bush as president.
Okay, Larry, if I did anything.
You did offend me.
If I offended you, I'm sorry. But how can you, in good conscience, say that George Bush shouldn't have mommy poo backing him up when you live at home and you're sleeping on a cot?
You forgot the last part.
We don't need to go into that.
Because, Phil, I can't shut my mother up. I have to live with her because I'm getting my stake together, okay? Now, I work for a printer, okay? I'm the night manager at a printer. There was a time when I was a political action committee chairman in this state. Those days are gone. How the mighty have fallen, huh? Now, you know as well as I do that as soon as I get that money invested in the dot-com business, we are...
I think that your investment in a dot-com business is great. I don't think that you're going to... The big windfall...
Anyway, it's a dot-com. We're selling books online. My understanding is sky's the limit on this deal. When I finally get the stake in that, you'll see. And I am so very bitterly disappointed in you. Hello?
I'm here. I'm just listening to what you're saying. Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Right here. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wonder why this guy is castigating Bush for, you know, for living with his, or for his mom sticking up with him. It's awful nice.
Do you need to have mommy?
Is that a good thing?
You got to have mommy say that Al Gore was going to hit my son? What kind of an ignorant statement is that?
Well, you know what? That's his mom, and that's what moms
okay,
do. They worry about their
you
kids.
You keep your mother's mouth shut. You know, even though I live with my mother, I so want her to shut up.
You know, I have a little bit more respect for my mom, as does George Bush.
Do you live with your mother?
No, I don't live with my
okay.
mom.
If you lived with your mom and her mouth was going morning, noon, and night, from the time you got up to the time you went to bed alone, and I go to bed alone because I'm on a cot, and you can't get two people on a cot.
What the heck are you talking about?
All right, Mr. Henry, do you...
This guy, there's some background that we need to get into here, Larry.
Fine.
That Mr. Grover was the chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County. His wife and family left him a year and a half ago. He moved in with his mother. And your complaint was that Bill Clinton was getting more tail than you, and you were trying to get him out of office, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Let's move past Clinton now, can we?
I'm trying to.
All right. Let's talk about Bush. You don't like his mother sticking up for him?
No, I think it makes him look weak. I think the leaders of the foreign countries are going to see a president who's got to have mommy say, my little boy was going to get hit by Gore. Oh, my God. What do you think that does to America's reputation around the world?
What do you think Clinton's reputation does?
Well, forget about him. He won't be president soon. I'm talking about Bush.
What do you think Al Gore's reputation does?
Oh, so now we got mommy.
That don't exist.
We got mommy.
Yeah, but you're the guy sleeping on the cot in your mother's service porch.
Ha 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 ha.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's, I mean, you know what?
Okay, well then don't laugh at me.
A little help every once in a while.
Well then don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the other guy.
Ha 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 ha. Is all the two of you guys know how to do. Is he?
All right. We won't bring up the fact that you sleep on your mom's service porch. We won't bring up you're the guy that came out and said you're reading Cosmopolitan, getting your jollies to that.
That is correct. I don't deny it.
And we won't bring up any of that, all right? We'll stick to the point here.
I am currently, I'm not married, but I was, and I know my wife left me because I was in touch with my mother. And
your wife left you because you were in chat rooms talking about how much you hated Clinton.
Well, I don't believe that women need sex as much as men. So your theory about my wife leaving me not having enough sex is all wet.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to know how this guy gets off calling George Bush.
Say that again, sir. Your car phone is breaking.
Yeah, your car phone is breaking up a little bit. Say it again.
This is the last minute.
Okay, we're going to put you on. Well, I'm going to put you on hold there, Ace, because your car phone is breaking up. I know what that guy's question was going to be. How can you talk about George Bush when you live with your mother?
Okay. If my mother said anything the way George Bush says, George Bush's mother talks...
All right, let's say your mom said, I don't want Al Gore to slap my boy Larry.
Oh, boy. I would have the state take a look at her. I would try to put her away.
Okay, that's all I needed to hear. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
I know, Mother, but we're going to go back on the radio, and I don't want you.
But, is Mr. Hendry there? Mr. Hendry?
Hold on, please. What? Yeah, we're going to... a minute. Yes, ma'am. Hi, is this Mrs. Grover?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, Larry wasn't circumcised. You know that.
See, these are the things she brings up, Phil.
No, I know, but you guys were on the air talking about that. I got a minute, okay? Who's coming on the air?
I am.
I wanted to talk.
No, Mother, hang up. Hang up, Mother.
Okay, here we go.
Bitch.
Okay, that went out over the air. 1-800-449-8686. Dump what he said. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. And we are talking about George Bush's mother, Barbara Bush, saying that she was afraid Al Gore was going to hit her son, and she was also on the phone talking to senior citizens in Florida about the Social Security plan. We also have the situation where you don't like this woman sticking up for her boy, and yet you live at home.
I am living at home currently, Phil, with my mother, until such time as I make money in the dot-com business that I've invested in. And that should be within a week or so. We expect a windfall. And then I'm going to get my own apartment, and then I never have to listen to her again, because I heard what she said to you off the air. I will not repeat it, but it did have to do with something very private. I am very angry about that.
Do you know that that...
Please get off the phone, Mother.
All right, I need to have Mrs. Grover, dear.
Yes.
Would you please get off the extension?
I never said it looked like a missile.
You see what I'm saying, Phil?
And that... Then why are you sleeping on her service porch on a cot? Okay, let me take a phone call here. This is Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Richmond.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good,
sir.
Just
got a quick comment.
Yes, sir.
Anybody's mom is going to take up for them. That's just motherly instinct.
You got to do what, sir?
I said anybody's mom is going to take up for them and say somebody's going to hit them.
Yeah, but I think it's a little sissified to say that George Bush is going to get slugged by Al Gore.
No, the only difference is George Bush was acting like a politician, and the average person would have stepped right back to Gore and punched him right there in his head.
Oh, you would have slugged Al Gore. That would have been a violation of federal law. You would have been wrestled to the ground by the Secret Service.
I said Bush was being a politician. I said any normal person in that normal situation would have just slugged the guy.
But then they'd be wrestled to the ground.
WWF, man, come on. Now, you're staying at home.
WWF.
I'm pretty sure if somebody came and said something to you, your mom would be like, get away from him now.
You know, that's what I...
Mother, get off the phone, please.
See? She's getting ready to say
off the phone.
See, that's what I would say.
Off the phone, Mother.
Sir.
What?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I gave a lot of time to this country. I love this country. I tried to get Bill Clinton out of office. Are you a Republican? You sound like you're a Republican.
I'm neither.
All right. I would ask you to consider the Republican Party because I think it's done more for the African American than the Democratic Party.
Okay. Get past the pitch, all right?
Well, I'm just going to say.
But beyond that, I'm voting for whoever's going to do what's best for me and my country.
But I'll tell you this much. I've reduced to living in my mother's home, and... I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to say it. I've gotten brassieres, my mother's brassieres and underwear out of a drawer. Okay?
Yeah, see, but then that means you need help, man, because anytime you go into your mother's drawer,
that
what you should have been doing,
yes, sir.
Instead of being on the chat room,
yes, sir.
Being in a room with your wife.
You're absolutely correct, sir. I
taking care of business.
I messed my marriage up. And Mr. Henry has pointed that out to me.
Yes, you see, I think you should have been... taking care of business, as this gentleman says, with your wife, and not sitting there in chat rooms talking about how bad Clinton was. And now you're reduced to going through your own mother's underwear drawer.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Myself, personally, if me and my wife were ever to part...
Yes, I am.
My mom and my dad said, I always got a room there, but I can find somewhere else to go.
But you would never go through your mother's underwear drawer.
No, I wouldn't even go back home.
Okay.
I'm a grown man. I'm 35 years old. I wouldn't even go back home.
I didn't have any money, and I'm sleeping on a cot.
You got friends?
No, sir, not at this particular time.
But you were in the chat room. Weren't you buddies with anybody in the chat room?
Well, if you're familiar with the chat room culture, everybody pretends like they know everybody, but they're all very scary people. Certainly no one that I would want to befriend, because they might be federal risk, risk of flight. They might be fugitives, what have you.
Yeah, but if you're just talking from a friendship perspective, you ain't trying to be nobody's buddy, but then you might go through their drawers, you just don't know.
I beg your pardon?
I said, but then you might be going through their drawers, too.
Well, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid that if I were to move into someone's home who I did not know that well, for instance, if they were being gracious enough to allow me to spend a few months there, I'm afraid I'd be going through their underwear. Because that's what my life is like now.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you have some kind of a problem?
I'm just saying. Because
I think so, man.
Well, sir, you may laugh and you may find it amusing, but when you, I hope it never happens to you that you find yourself thumbing through your mother's underwear. I hope it never happens to you.
But there's plenty of nice-looking women out there. Hey, ugly women need love, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, so...
Yes, sir.
Stop thumbing through the drawers. Stop thumbing through them cosmetology magazines and anything else you're doing. Get an ugly woman, man.
Yes, sir.
Remember that song, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Make an Ugly
make
Woman
an ugly
Your
woman
Wife.
Your wife.
Holy Christ.
Okay, watch your language.
Well, you guys are coming up with old opportunities and stuff.
Okay, just thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
In Richmond. We're just saying, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life...
I got it. Thank you.
It was a nice song. Here's Cherry Hill, New Jersey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I think this gentleman needs to discuss his issues with someone professionally, seriously. The one point that he should realize is his mother's life may also have been inconvenienced.
My mother's what, ma'am?
Your mother's life?
Yes.
May also be inconvenienced right now.
Right.
The fact that her older son is living in her home.
Yes. You know, I wanted to jump...
Mom, please get off the extension.
Do you not want your mother...
I don't want her on this conversation.
I mean, you're...
You know, when she came out and said that I was
mothers
circumcised...
Mothers are tough. Mothers are tough.
When she came out and said that I wasn't circumcised, completely unnecessary...
I wanted to make a comment about that.
Okay. You know, Mrs. Grover, at a future date, we'll have you on, okay, dear?
I really think this is getting much deeper, much more psychologically
I worked for a long time to get Bill Clinton out of office because I felt he was the wrong kind of president
I hate to tell you this, but you're one of the strongest reasons to want to vote for Bill Clinton and Al Gore.
Why is that?
So if you really
could you say that?
If you're really against him, you probably do good to keep your mouth shut for the rest of the time.
And why? I worked for 8 years to get that guy out of office. And
My wife leaves. Just exposed.
My wife leaves.
Okay.
My children and I haven't spoken for a year.
That's sad. And
pardon my language, but I got to yank it to a cosmopolitan, which is about as low as a man can get on a cot in a service porch.
The way you're speaking is pretty low too, because my husband doesn't speak to me like that.
Yeah, you know what? Can we clean it up?
But I want to get rid of the idea. My life, my life, my life. It's my life.
My husband would speak to me like that.
It's my life, you know.
Well, then you need to speak to someone truly, truly as a professional
healthcare
worker.
But you see what Bill Clinton did to our country.
As a professional healthcare worker.
Yes, ma'am.
As a registered nurse.
You are a registered nurse.
I am.
I would say this. This is what Bill Clinton did to this country.
You need to get some help.
This is.
Do you hear what the lady is saying? You need a psychiatrist.
You need therapy.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it, ma'am. I don't doubt it, ma'am.
You need to get off all the other issues with regard to politics.
Right.
Because that can be very dangerous for someone with your state of mind.
But I dropped so low.
Well, that's why you need to focus on you, sir.
I'm pulling my mother's underwear out of a hamper.
Sir, you need to focus
on
you, because it's almost to a point that
this cat's a gag. This cat's way out, man.
This is getting to be a gag.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's
getting
to be like...
Yeah, are you joking with us or something? Are you kidding with us?
Well, I'm sorry?
Are you kidding with us?
Mr. Henry, I tried to check myself into the state hospital 3 months ago.
There are no state hospitals anymore.
They said that I could not. Well, it was a public health facility, and they said I was not a threat to myself or anybody else.
So you were aware that you had a problem?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, well, you need to see somebody. You
but I went through my mother's underwear.
Okay, sir.
All right.
At the point he's getting off on
you. You know, here's the thing.
Really
we started out talking about George Bush and Al Gore and prospects for the presidency, and this cat's talking to me about going through his mother's underwear?
Yeah, there's...
How did this happen, Schaefer? Why can't you get some control over these guests? Ma'am, I appreciate you have a... I fired you once before. You sure you're not kidding us?
No, sir, I am not.
You sure this isn't a gag?
No, I'm sure it isn't.
You sure you're not some voice that I'm doing?
Yes, I am positive, sir.
You sure you're not me, and this isn't some gag?
Absolutely.
Because I'm beginning to suspect that I'm doing a voice into a phone.
Ask my mom. I'm real, Mom.
Yeah, he's real, Phil. He's as real can get.
Because I am a...
I am a well-rounded human being.
Well, I'm beginning to suspect that you're some kind of a voice I'm doing into a telephone.
No, sir, I am not.
Well, then, Mr. Grover, let me say this to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
You need help.
I'm aware of that.
You need to talk to a psychiatrist of some kind. Because when we go from Barbara Bush back in 100%, and you're going through your mother's underwear, you're sleeping on a cot, you're pulling it to Vanity Fair, whatever it is you're doing.
I was pulling it to inside to the sporting news. And that is sad.
You're pulling it to the sporting news? What the hell is in that?
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and then Mike's going to pick up. He's got the name of some mental health workers that you can be in touch with.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's really, that's awesome, man. We have a member of the Republican Party there, and I got to put him in touch with a nuthouse. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. That's 1-800-449-8686. I just found out that some heavyweight over at Fox wanted an air check of me complimenting the fine crew and staff of the Fox pregame show. My family was over there on Sunday, as I mentioned to you, and we watched the football pregame on the marvelous monitors they had. Had a little bit of the, we supped, as it were, at the table, the breakfast table there. And then we went in and we met Mr. Bradshaw and Mr. Long. And anyway, I guess they liked it, so they wanted an air check of it so they could hear it and pass it around to their sales staff. This is how you promote it. So I guess that means that we're going to get nothing but invites for the rest of the season for my family for free? Gee, thanks a lot. All right. Well, thank you to Fox for inviting my family to every single solitary broadcast this year. Thank you! Tournament of Roses Parade as you have never heard it before. Say anything we want, do anything we want. That's what we're going to be doing on January the 1st as the Phil Henry Show goes live, uncensored, and unedited on the internet via an audio webcast, complete with all of our favorite guests. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Henry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, you can't see it on TV. Uncensored, unedited, listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhenryshow.com for all the details. That's www.philhenryshow.com for details. The World Series this year is going to be in New York. Now, I hear a lot of people saying, ain't that going to be... Oh, by the way, I forgot. I've got to say this. I completely forgot. I got to give you the password for our big broadcast at the Museum of Television and Radio. Let me do this first. Today's show, I will announce a password. Now, I want you to fax in your name, your home telephone number, and today's password when you hear it to the number that I'm about to give you. And here is today's password. Are you ready? It's gay journalist. Gay journalist is today's password. Fax in your name, home telephone number, and today's password, gay journalist, to the following number. 213-487-0058. That's 213-487-0058. That is the password. That's the number. That's the thing. Your name, your home telephone number, today's password. Fax it in. You'll get, maybe get your name drawn and come see us do our show at the Museum of Television and Radio on November the 2nd. And don't be faxing in to any other number other than the one that I just gave you. Otherwise, it's going to get thrown in the crap can, and that's just how it is. Now, the World Series is going to be played in New York this year, the Mets and the Yankees. I'm told that it's going to be exciting in New York, but that doesn't mean the rest of the country is going to care. See, there's a little something you have to remember, and that is there's New York, and there's a bunch of other people who live here, too, and we don't all live in New York. Now, is it a baseball country or is it not? You know, yesterday I said baseball was dead. Well, that's my opinion. I don't know. I can tell you this, though. I said something today in show prep to my young proteges and staff members, and they almost, their jaws hit the floor. They almost passed out. The blood left their heads, and they were all in a heap. All I said was this. I said, geez, I remember when I was in school, because I went to Catholic school out here in Arcadia, California, at Holy Angels. The nuns let us listen to the game on the transistor radio. Melissa almost jumped out of the window when she heard that. And I suddenly realized times have changed. And the nuns let us listen to the games on the radio because the games were played in the daytime. The World Series was a daytime thing. Never was it played at night. Every game was in the day. And so you had to cut work. You had to cut school. You had to split to go see the game. Because baseball mattered for some reason. I don't know why, but it just was a big thing. Especially here in L.A. I'm sure it is. It still is in places like St. Louis and Philly and I guess Atlanta. I don't know. I never thought Atlanta. God bless you guys in Atlanta, but I never thought you were really much of a baseball town. I never quite thought you guys in Atlanta ever really got baseball. So you got to win the World Series, all right? I'm sure you've been through that now. Because I remember in 92 when you guys beat the, when you won the National League pennant and you went up against the Toronto Blue Jays, I would make this point on the air when I was in Atlanta. You have to win the World Series in order to really have a parade. The pennant ain't a parade thing. World Series, parade. Pennant, just drink in a bar and go, wee! Because when they won the pennant in 92, I was down in Atlanta, man, Buckhead went nuts. I mean, everybody was out in the street. It was great. It was fun. In fact, I was sitting there looking at TV one night, and I saw a friend of mine with her big fat kisser. I'm just kidding, Lori, but you know your face was shoved right into the camera there. Some local Atlanta TV station was down in Buckhead, and they were talking to all of the fans who were celebrating in the street that the Braves had won the pennant, and there's my friend Lori, and she's like, she's just grinning into the... I said, Jesus, that can't be her. That cannot be my friend, because she wouldn't just stand there like a freaking Cheshire cat with her kisser pressed up against the lens of the TV camera, could she? And then I saw the proof. In her left hand was a bottle of Myers rum. There you go. That's what made it possible. That's what made it all possible out there. So I would say that on the air. And, you know, now the years have gone by and the Braves have experienced the disappointment after disappointment. They haven't won a World Series. Except for one. Yes, I know you won one. Okay, congratulations. But the rest of it sucks. Now, here come the Yankees and here come the Mets. And growing up a Dodger fan, there's only one other team that I hated more than the Giants, and that was the Yankees. So guess who I'm going to be rooting for this year? The Yankees. I like them. I like their pinstripes. I hope Clemens tries to bean Piazza. I hope he doesn't hurt him. I just want to see something, okay? Because it's dull. What the heck's the point? Okay, next hour, I am going to be high on weed. I'm going out right now, and I know I've got a roach in my ashtray in my car, because that's the only thing that's going to get me through this. Pardon me, but I have to do it. This is the Phil Hendry Show.